Good morning and welcome to NAVIC Talks. I am Rachel Moore, dialing in from Miami, Florida. Super excited to have each and every one of you leaders in the construction industry on the line this morning. Guys, this is NAVIC Talks. NAVIC is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And this morning, we are so blessed to have Sheila D. Jones of the SYMA Group on the line this morning on the show. She's calling in from the D.C. area, maybe Baltimore, and we're going to have that opportunity to hear a little bit more about her, a little bit more about what she does and how that can add to you and your business in this industry. So what we want to do is just go ahead and get the call started. Welcome to the call, Sheila.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. I'm glad to be on, as usual.
Awesome. Well, Sheila, we have ladies calling in from across the country to listen in on our show this morning. Other ladies are listening in online. Most women are working in or beside the construction industry, and we're listening in to hear how you can add to what we do and what it is you really do. So we usually like to start our show with just learning a little more about you, Sheila. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay. I live in Alexandria, and I've lived in the metropolitan area for about 30 years. I've worked and lived in other cities, but I've always maintained a residence in the metropolitan area. My area of expertise is in business development and partnership engagement. And I would like to say that it was a planned route to this journey. However, that would not be the truth. My educational background is in pre-med and pre-law. And once I decided I was going to pursue neither one of those careers, because I fell in love with business along the way. So I arrived at what I'm doing today in a very unplanned way. I did try research once I got out of school. I worked for a facility that did research with animals, decided that was not my journey, and then I went to work for the major petroleum trade association. I liked working there, but after looking around and not seeing anyone not even close to my age, or definitely not African American, I thought that is not the place to start my career. So I was advised to perhaps look at professional sales, something I never thought about, but at the time they were aggressively recruiting minorities to join their corporations, and I was fortunate to join Xerox. I had a very fruitful and exciting experience with Xerox. It absolutely gave me a great foundation to do the many things that I've been able to go on and do as I further my career. After I left Xerox, I went to work for a new technology company that had moved from the West Coast, and they wanted to move into the federal government space. Knew nothing about federal government. Unfortunately, that did not last long. Their culture just could not accommodate the federal government environment. It was just too much of a disconnect. After that, I had an opportunity to work on a consulting assignment because of my experience in working with the Petroleum Trade Association, and I worked on a team, and we were looking at the feasibility of establishing technology centers throughout key sites in the Caribbean to accommodate the different oil installations that were there. And for a number of reasons, we learned that the community at that time was not ready, so they decided to go a different route. I moved on with my career with National Education Corporation, worked for the division called Applied Learning. There we actually use interactive technology to supply training for major corporations, primarily in their data centers. I liked what I was doing. I lived in New York a while, lived in Chicago a while, but always maintained my residence in Washington. And when they said my position was moving to Bedford, Massachusetts, I decided that I was going to become a consultant. And I've been doing that since 1994.
Wow. You know, we are so glad that you fell in love with business. You are definitely a part of a sisterhood here. Everyone that's listening in on the show this morning, most of them are in business, in this industry, or aspiring to be in business. We also have a few students. And so just hearing about how you kind of submitted to your journey and followed your heart is really an inspiration for everyone listening in this morning. Sheila, I want to ask you, one of the things that you mentioned was that you specialize in business development, and a very interesting series of words here, partnership engagement. Tell us a little bit more about that and what that means.
Well, you know, there are many definitions, I guess, to business development. But really, business development is just one of the segments of marketing. And my focus is on working with companies to source resources for them. That's number one. And that resource could be personnel. It could be money. It could be certification, it could be a certain technology, it could be looking for a collaborative team member. So it's across the board of resources that a business may need. Now, on the partnership engagement side, what I found as I was doing that, I was doing a lot of developing collaborative teams, which obviously required a number of collaborative partners. So I kind of moved into the partnership engagement space, and that's exactly what it is. It's building teams for a variety of reasons. It could be a mentor, protege situation. It could be someone that's looking at a government or commercial business opportunity, and they do not have the total bandwidth necessary, so they need team partners. It could be someone that wants to go in a particular space. It could be a particular initiative like Green Initiative Energy, and they need collaborative partners. As a matter of fact, we're looking at some of those things with some of the members of NABWIC now, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, Sheila, you know, as I went over your resume and also as I had a little bit of a pre-show conversation with you, I was just totally amazed by some of the projects that you've actually had your hands on and some of the people that you've been able to work with. And so I'm sure that's something you're very proud of, too. And I'm just hoping that you can go ahead and share a few examples of some of the projects that you've worked on, especially being right there in the D.C., Washington area, being able to be involved in a certain high-profile or big projects. And so tell us about some of the projects that you've been a part of.
Let's see. Well, being in the Washington area and most of my later assignments, even when I worked on the corporate side within the federal government space, so initially most of the projects I worked on had a federal government bent. In what was the year, 2000, when everyone was talking about 2YK and the world was going to come to the end because of a data set with IBM and all the technology. Well, I was very successful with working with a team and we were the only small business minority team to win one of the Y2K contracts with the state of Virginia. So that's one of my great accomplishments, believe me. A lot of heartache, but we made it happen. I've worked on a design team to do, we designed a workforce development, diversity workforce development project for the world's largest home furnishing operation. They were moving into the state of Maryland, and as part of their agreement with the state, they agreed to hire a significant number of individuals to bring more diversity to their operation. And so I was part of the team that actually designed a workforce plan for them. I let me see what else. I'm trying to think of something that's different. I don't have the notes in front of me. The other one, I've one that was a volunteer project, but probably one of those that I love the most because I've always been involved in educational initiatives. That's just my personal passion. And I put together a team, not I, but I convinced 8 African-American professional trade organizations like National Association of Black MBAs, National Association of Black Accountants, Black Data Processing Association, Concerned Black Men, on and on. And what we did, we came together and put together a collaborative team to wire 15 schools in the district in underserved areas so they could have access to the internet. So, you know, that was just a fabulous experience. Current projects I'm working on, I'm working on a project. We worked on about a year to develop a model for the HBCUs to help them increase R&D, and more importantly, to take their R&D to an intellectual asset so they can begin to increase wealth or build wealth, not increase, but begin to build wealth either through having a patent that they can sell licenses or even sell the patent or take the patent and participate in technology transfer and commercialization. We did some research, and we were just absolutely astounded by the absence of intellectual assets that were owned in the HBCU community. It was almost, you know, non-existent. So it just so happened the gentleman I'm working with, he spent 35 years at the patent and trade, left, started his own firm doing patent searches and acquiring intellectual assets for some of his current clients, but his passion was always to find a way to take his knowledge to the HBCU community and also, like, for small scientists, small businesses, small entrepreneurs, and he developed a model that was more cost-effective. So now we're in the process of looking funding for that project, but we have developed the model. I'm working on an energy project that is very exciting. The excitement for me there is it will be an opportunity to provide internships for our students that typically don't get into the energy space, that they will actually be working in environments that are utilizing green technology. We'll be looking at some of the new environmental technologies and some of the other energy-saving technologies, so I'm very excited about that. So what I've tried to do now is move my efforts into the new funded areas in the areas of the 21st century, such as energy, green technology, looking at some nanotechnology projects.
Wow. Sheila, you know, we're just amazed by how broad your spectrum is, from being able to pull together resources, pull together partners, empower communities, you know, the business development, the partnership engagement. You know, as I look at, as I remember part of our conversation, just getting involved with the community, mentoring and tutoring gang members and being a part of the of growing the safe zone and energy and green initiatives, all of those things, even the things that you've been had your hands in as it relates to the internships and the students and helping bringing new minds into our industry. You know, it really is such a blessing to have you as a part of the NABWIC organization. And I want you to just talk a little bit about your involvement with NABWIC, how long you've been a part of it, but also, Sheila, how you can kind of serve and collaborate with other women in NABWIC and women looking to become a part of NABWIC, how they can use you to help grow their business and so on.
Well, I've been, I guess it's almost 2 years now, and I was introduced to NABWIC by a member who invited me to a luncheon. And once I heard the mission of NABWIC, I was hooked. I mean, number one, their constituent group is one of my focus constituent groups, which is youth, women, and small businesses. And the second, even though I was not in construction because I had been on the periphery of construction through technology, I understood the need for a coalition, and I just thought it was just so smart and so timely that someone had the vision, Ann McNeil, to really think about and act on putting together a coalition of women business owners in construction and related industries. I mean, I was just, like, thrilled. And then, as I stated before, I've always had a passion for education. I mean, even when I was in college, I was out tutoring and doing all kinds of things in the community, you know, trying to connect students and get them to understand the importance of education. And so my first encounter beyond that luncheon was to be a part of their industry day for Cardoza High School, which is a premier project for NABWIC. And I enjoyed being a part of that so much. And I'm looking forward to, being a part of Industry Day 2012. What I've found, you know, it's sort of like when you're not in the space, you have opportunities come to you, but they're just opportunities. You can't connect the dots. And since I've been connected with NABWIC, there was a gentleman, maybe 2 years ago, introduced me to some technology, and I just could not wrap my head around it because I wasn't thinking construction, and it was just so new. I mean, it was basically being used out of the country. And now that gentleman and I have connected again, and we're talking and working, and we're going to think of some way that we're going to create a project for NABWIC. And, you know, we're talking things like mentor-protege because they're part of a very elite worldwide kind of organization. So we're having some very interesting conversations that, you know, once we have really gotten down to some specific things, I'll be excited to have a conversation with Ann McNeil to see exactly how we can forge a relationship. But that happens. You know, once you're in the space, then the opportunities have meaning. You know, I can connect the dots. That's one of my gifts. I know how to connect dots very well. So the second time he presented it to me, I got it. So
right.
We're just trying to figure out how we're going to engage. So, and in terms of, and I think, you know, I've talked to Melanie about it, and we're going to talk about it some more. As I said, a couple of the other ladies were talking about another project that we want to do around housing. So the opportunities are there. And where what I would like to do is develop more federal government opportunities for the women business owners. I understand how when you're in construction, it's very local. Wherever you are, you know the deals tend to go to those who are in those communities with the certifications and the connections, et cetera. And federal government sort of takes you out of that space. And so I would like to develop a federal practice where members of the women of NABWIC will have an opportunity to be engaged in more federal government contracts.
Wow, well, I know that we have women right now, a part of NABWIC, other women that are listening in from across the country that are so ready to become a part of this conversation. And so what I want to do is just kind of open up the lines. Ladies, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial pad if you're interested in asking a question, adding to the conversation, giving a comment, anything along those lines for Ms. Sheila Jones, we definitely welcome you to do that. I'm hearing so many things that Sheila and our other leaders have in mind for the future of NABWIC. And so we want to invite each and every one of our new listeners to just go over to our website, www.nabwic.com. Become a part of the organization. Listen to some of our past shows. Become a part of the email list and learn about what our organization is doing in the industry and what our organization is doing for you. I want to open up the lines. We have a caller calling in from the South Florida area. Go ahead. Welcome to the conversation. My name caller 0184. Welcome to the conversation.
Hi, good morning. Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. Thank you so very much, Sheila, for that wonderful interview. Can you tell our listening audience, Sheila, what anticipated month you're planning on having the industry day for this year, please?
We haven't, the Academy hasn't decided on a date, but there is conversation going on that it will be the latter part of April, but I don't have a specific date.
Okay, thank you.
Sheila, do us this huge favor. Those of us that are listening in for the first time maybe don't know that much about Industry Day. What is that about?
Well, Industry Day is a program that we do with a charter school that's part of Cardoza High School in Washington, D.C., TransTech Academy. It's an academy. It started to encourage young women to consider careers in transportation. It is now a co-ed program and has about a 50-50 ratio. It is a STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. And what we do on Industry Day is introduce the students to professionals who are actually working in the disciplines of transportation, construction, aviation and engineering, and give them an opportunity to interact with these professionals. They can ask them any question, any burning question that they've been wanting to know. And so we want to give them that real-time exposure, and that's what Industry Day does. And also, it brings together, it starts a cross-pollination of conversation among the presenters that come themselves and become supportive, and they in turn become very supportive of the program. So we benefit also, as well as the students.
Wow, listeners. Well, thank you so much, Sheila. I want to let our listeners know that they're listening to NABWIC Talks. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And Sheila, what I'd like you to do, just as we begin to wrap up our show this morning, is to just go ahead and give your contact information, your email, your website, any way that people will have that opportunity to reach out to you to see if you could be a match for helping become a resource for their business or offer you something that their business has to offer. Because that's one of the things that we seriously, I'm sure you know, promote inside of the organization. So please let people know how to find you.
Okay. My company is the SYMA Group, S-Y-M-A Group. We are moving, so I'm going to give you the address, but it's only going to be good until the end of the month, and that's 1014 Rhode Island Avenue, Washington, D.C., the zip is 2005. My email address is S, as in Sheila, D as in Denise, J as in Jones, 520 at msn.com. The best way to reach me, because also we will be changing the numbers, is 443-763-8476.
Wow. Sheila, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of our call this morning. Thanks to all of our listeners. And, guys, we are archived right there on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to go back, listen to the show again, it's available to you. Also, if you need to collect Sheila's information, you can fast forward to the end of the show. You're able to collect that information. We want you definitely to have the opportunity to reach out to Sheila. Also, go by the NABWIC website. Look at what our organization is doing, the future of our organization. Become a part of the email list. Consider becoming a part of our organization. We'd love to have you benefit us, and we definitely want that opportunity to benefit you. Ladies, this is NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we challenge you to go out and have an amazing, productive, prosperous day and represent all the Black women in business. Thanks for listening. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. We'll be on again next week, 8:30, dial into the same number, same time, or listen in on your computer to hear another special guest next week. You guys have a great day, and we'll hear you on the call next week. Bye-bye.